believe you spent my wedding fund on the beach house.
We're sorry, honey, but we just assumed if you got married after you turned 30, you'd pay for it yourself.
You bought the beach house when I was 23.
Which means you had 7 years of beach fun, and you can't put a price on that, sweetie.
I do feel bad about this, though.
We started saving again when you were dating Richard, but then that went to hell, so we redid the kitchen.
What about when I started dating Chandler?
Well, it was Chandler. We didn't think he'd ever propose.
Clearly, I did not start drinking enough at the start of the meal.
I can't believe it. There is no money for my wedding?
We might still have some money if your father hadn't thought it was a good idea to sell ice over the internet.
It seemed like such a simple idea.
Stupid, Jack. The word is stupid.
All right, enough. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Good luck, Chandler.
Okay, now I'm going to touch you. Oh, that's soft.
Do you think that your parents can help pay for it?
I don't know. My mother spent most of her money on her fourth wedding. She's saving the rest for her divorce. And any extra cash my father has, he saves for his yearly trips to Dollywood.
What happened at dinner?
My parents spent the money for our wedding.
My God, what did you order? Wait, there's no money? Well, this is terrible. You guys are going to have to get married in, like, a rec center.
Honey, it's going to be okay.
No, no, it's not. It's not going to be okay. It sucks. No swing band, no lilies.
No, you know what? It's going to be okay. I mean, you don't need to have this rustic Italian feast, you know? And you don't need this custom-made, empire-waisted Duchess satin gown. You can wear off the rack.
Look, it really is going to be okay. The important thing is that we love each other and that we're going to get married.
Do you even understand what off the rack means?
Why don't you just pay for it yourself?
How? I don't have any money.
Well, I have some.
How much?
Well, close to...
Wow! Are you kidding me?
What? How much is it?
It's enough for wedding scenario A.
Really?
How great are you, you little saver? I mean, the amount you have is exactly the budget of my dream wedding.
Oh, you guys are so made for each other.
Well, you're not suggesting that we spend all of the money on the wedding.
Yeah.
I've been saving this money for 6 years, and I kind of had some of it earmarked for the future, not just for a party.
Wow! Hello, Mr. Chandler.
This is the most special day of our lives.
No, I realize that, honey, but I'm not going to spend all the money on one party.
Honey, I love you. But if you call our wedding a party one more time, you may not get invited. We can always earn more money, okay? But we're only going to get married once.
Look, I understand, but I have to put my foot down, okay? The answer is no.
You're going to have to put your foot down?
Yes, I am.
Wow, money and a firm hand. Finally a Chandler I can get on board with.
Joey.
Hey, Rachel, you smell smoke?
Uh-huh, I get it. Smoke, chimney, chimney sweep, very funny, ha-ha.
No, no, I'm serious. You don't smell it? Something's on fire.
No, I don't smell anything.
Oh, you know what? It's probably just your burning loins.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
Damn, this coffee's cold. Hey, Rich, do you mind if I heat this up on your loins?
You know, I cannot believe you told him, Joey.
So I guess you bought that book after we broke up, huh?
Uh-huh, yeah, I did, because I wore out my first copy when I was with you.
Well, when we were going out, I read tons of porno magazines. So...
Do that to an old man.
Excuse me, ladies. I'm sorry?
My massage client, Arthur, his daughter called and said that some guy that worked for me gave him a really weird massage this afternoon.
I gave him an extremely professional massage.
He said you poked at him with wooden spoons.
Okay, so it wasn't a traditional massage, but I did give him acupressure with a pair of chopsticks, and I gently exfoliated him with a mop.
He's never coming back, okay? You just cost me $80 a week.
Hey, you know what? This is your fault. You're the one who didn't move his appointment.
Oh, it's my fault? You didn't have to massage him. You could have sent him away. You could have not rolled Tonka trucks up and down his back.
He said he liked that. You're right. I'm sorry.
Dude, what are you massaging an old man for?
His daughter was hot.
Gotcha.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, I've been thinking, and it's not fair for me to ask you to spend all of your money on our wedding. I mean, you work really hard for that.
Yeah.
Well, you work for that.
Look, I thought about it, too, and I'm sorry. I think we should spend all of the money on the wedding.
You do?
Yeah, I'm putting my foot down. Yeah, look, when I proposed, I told you that I would do anything to make you happy. And if having the perfect wedding makes you happy, then that's what we're gonna do.
You're so sweet. What about the future and stuff?
Yeah, forget about the future and stuff. So we only have two kids, you know? We'll pick our favorite, and that one we'll get to go to college.
You thought about that?
Yeah.
How many kids were we gonna have?
Four. A boy, twin girls, and another boy.
What else did you think about?
Well, stuff like where we'd live, you know, like a small place outside the city where our kids could learn to ride their bikes and stuff. And, you know, we could have a cat that had a bell on its collar and we could hear it every time it ran through the little kitty door. Of course, we'd have an apartment over the garage where Joey could grow old.
You know what? I don't want a big fancy wedding.
Sure you do.
No. I want everything that you just said. I want a marriage.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I love you so much.
I love you. Hey, listen, when you were talking about our future, you said cat, but you meant dog, right?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, good.
Hello, Zelda.
supposed to be?
The vicar.
Do you even know what a vicar is?
Like a goalie, right?
Yeah. Look, Joey, it's enough, all right? You keep making these stupid jokes and these sleazy innuendos, and it's just not funny anymore.
All right, I'm sorry. Rach, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Now maybe I can make it up to you by taking you roughly in the barn.
Oh. All right, you know what? That's it. You want to do it? Let's do it.
Huh?
That's right. I want to do it with you. Been trying to fight it, but you've just said all the right things.
I did?
Yeah. Oh, I've been waiting so long to get on that body.
This body?
Yeah. Right. Come on, Joey. Sex me up.
Yeah, you're starting to sound like the butcher's wife there in Chapter 7.
Come on now, don't keep me waiting. Get those clothes off. But I would keep that helmet on, because you're in for a rough ride.
I don't want to. I'm scared.